I've never written with anyone else. Nobody does that unless they're in the pop world, I think. A group will get together in a studio and offer one person will play a phrase and someone else will say, I know what chord, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
No, it was completely separate. Okay. Completely separate. During that time I was with Michael Mantler, we did a lot of things that were socially interesting, like forming our own record company, like forming the Jazz Composers Orchestra Record Company, forming the New Music Distribution Service to take care of how to distribute these albums that we made and also the albums that everybody else had made around those around that time. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of social things going on. And there also was, I had a band that I wrote for years and years. It was a six horn band, four rhythms, so it was a 10-piece band. And this is what I use on my recordings. The new record company, I think about five of those records were that same band, six horns, four rhythm. And I just stayed at that. And when the opportunity came to write for a big band, I said, oh, I can't do that. It was the guy at Harvard that had Tom somebody who had a big band at Harvard. And they were all little doctors and lawyers, but they played music, you know, to get a credit or something. Mm-hmm. And he said, you got to write some music for my big band. And I said, I can't. I don't do that. So I got some teacher at Berkeley to write the arrangements to change my six horns into 13 horns.
Okay.
And after he did it, I said, shit, I could do that. So I never again did that. And from that point on, I was writing big band music. And then I spent 10, 15 years writing big band music. So I write usually for one band at a time.